Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about building a full-stack resume builder app with the power of Claude 3.7 Sonnet. Buckle up, because this is a deep dive.
Wow, Claude 3.7, huh? I've heard it's the king of AI coding. Is that what this content is claiming?
Absolutely. This content showcases how powerful 3.7 is, even surpassing 3.5. They use it with Windsurf, an AI coding editor, to build this whole app step by step.
So, a full-stack resume builder, where do they even begin with something like that?
Smartly, they start with a solid foundation outside of Windsurf. They use Create Next App, a Next.js starter kit, for a clean, ready-to-go structure. They even sprinkle in Shad UI for stylish components.
Next.js is a good combo.
Perfect. Next.js is widely used, meaning Claude 3.7 is likely trained on tons of it. Plus, it handles a lot of the heavy lifting. Shaden just adds a layer of sleek UI elements without needing advanced design.
Got it. Smart move. So then what, straight into Windsurf?
Yep. Once the base is set, they open the folder in Windsurf. But before coding, they set up their global rules, keeping it simple, focused on avoiding common AI coding hiccups.
Like what?
Ensuring the correct Shaden version, managing the test server, that kind of housekeeping, keeps the AI focused on the important stuff. Then, they unleash Claude 3.7 with thinking mode. They give it the context. It's a resume builder, using Shadgen, Tailwind CSS, the whole shebang.
Ambitious first step.
Right? They aim for a landing page with tiles for different sections, general info, experience, education, skills, plus a handy test data checkbox, so the AI generates sample content.
That's clever. Saves a lot of manual entry.
Exactly. Initially, data goes into local storage with plans to integrate Superbase later. And crucially, they ask for a checklist. This helps the AI organize its process and makes it easy to restart if it gets stuck.
So how did Claude 3.7 handle this first big task?
Surprisingly well, for the most part. It cranked out a simple, clean UI and most of the functionality, but it did get bogged down on the work experience form. Thankfully, the checklist came in handy. They restarted the process, feeding the checklist into a new cascade window, and Claude picked up where it left off.
Nice save. What about bugs? Did they run into any?
A few minor ones, like the work experience test data not respecting the chosen industry, and an issue with the download PDF button. But they used the Next.js console to quickly pinpoint and fix those errors, which is a huge plus.
So phase one a success?
Mostly. They spruced things up with a logo, changed the font, added a clear data button, just small tweaks for a better dev workflow. Next up, authentication.
How did they handle that?
Clerk. They set up a clerk application for Google Login, fed the setup instructions into Windsurf, and voila, users could log in and their resume data would be associated with their account.
Smooth, so data was persistent then.
Well, it was still in local storage. The next step was integrating Superbase, a cloud database, for true persistence. They started slowly, just recording logins to test the connection.
A cautious approach, good idea.
Right? Then, once that worked, they moved all user data to Superbase. This required another hefty prompt, asking for real-time updates and a new checklist. And yes, it took some nudging, but Claude eventually created the Superbase tables and implemented real-time synchronization.
Amazing. So a fully functional full-stack resume builder app, all powered by AI.
Pretty much. They even hinted at future enhancements, like importing resumes and tailoring them to job postings. It's a testament to what Claude 3.7 can achieve. Anyway, gotta run. Hope you enjoyed this coding adventure. Until next time.
Goodbye.